We're back home in Los Angeles. Glad to be back from Portugal. Glad to start to set up shop here in LA. Move operations down from San Jose to LA. This is where we're going to be for the next year plus, maybe the rest of my life, to establish, promote healthy relationships, starting from dating, starting from when we meet the person before that, even better yet, before that. I want every college student in America to be listening to this show so they can really reflect on what do they know about healthy relationships, starting to have beautiful, healthy, consensual, sexual relationships. What do they know about that? And if they don't, to get into it and to share, by the way, this information with each other. I want you to have healthy, fierce love. And the only way we could do that is to know what it looks like and to foster it and to develop it in ourselves, share it with another person. We could do that, ladies and gentlemen. We can create fierce, healthy loves. We know there's 50 years of research suggests that we can develop that, that they're masters at long-term love. Why not start before you even get into the long-term relationship? Why don't you start from before you even start dating? Why don't you start with understanding what it is that you want? What is your dream? What is the fierceness of your dream, and what are you going after? And how do you meet someone who is matched exceptionally well so you can drive toward the dream, you know, go get it done? I believe in that kind of love because I see it each and every day in my private practice in Los Angeles with the couples who I work with and help them through the most difficult periods of their life together. Not every couple I work with decides to stay together, no. But in fact, they make a choice about the kind of life they're going to live, and they start to live it each and every day, right? They hit a reset and they say, no, this is the only life I have. I'm going to live it in the way that I want to live it. I want to love in the way I want to love, and I want to be loved the way I want to be loved. Now, there's a spike in divorces in folks who are 50, 60, and 70, right? It's a real deal. It's happening right now. It's doubled, you know, tripled basically since the 1990s. So what do we know is that people are not tolerating bullshit as much anymore. You know, people who are 50 are looking at the next 50 years of their life, right? Because maybe they're going to live until they're 100. If they're financially independent, if they're healthy mentally and physically, they're going to live longer. And so what is the life that they want to live? They're deciding to end relationships that are not helping them live their dreams. It's happening. It's happening right now. At a Better Love Project, I am trying to write about it. I'm trying to speak to it. I'm trying to help people actually get set up early on so that we can reduce the divorce rate, so we can understand that relationship health is mental health, is physical health. The way we love one another, our emotional connection, is everything. I've said all this, by the way, in a recent article that I'm trying to get published in Psychology Today. We'll see if it gets printed. In other news, we're bringing on a new content creator, Radhika Patel. She'll be on soon, and I had a great meeting with our community manager, Bella Bertolami. Bertolami? Did I get that right, Bella? Out at Boston University. She's a junior out there doing good things. She's going to be a future leader in psychology, I'm pretty sure of that. Anybody who's in the game right now with me right now, trying to revolutionize the way we prevent unhealthy relationships, the way we get people set up with skills to love fiercely and in ways that we know we want to be loved. If you're behind that right now, at the early stage of this charity, you are bold, and I honor you. And I honor all of my sponsors and all of those who have donated $1, $2, $10, thousands of dollars to this mission, which is my life's mission. I'll be working on it until I'm gone. That's how long I'm committed to this charity and the work that I'm doing right now. And thank you so much to Dr. John Knork, who is joining my board here in the next couple months. Thank you, John, for coming on board. Thank you for your enthusiasm for this project. And thank you for serving our country in the United States Navy. I met John when I was at my APA internship at Naval Medical Center at Portsmouth. He's an amazing guy doing amazing work. He's a great dad, great husband. I'm glad to have him on my board supporting the work that we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more from Los Angeles, California. I'm Dr. Greg. Till I talk to you next time, love each other fiercely. Peace.